We'll turn into the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Here we're gonna be see where speaking of the carnal state that prevents spiritual growth, and then we're gonna see here also where God only is anything in the Christian. God only is it anything in the Christian service to where we must be looking to, and the Christian service, and it's the rewards. You know, we're all going to have rewards when we get to heaven. Some is going to receive more rewards than others. But if you're saved and you know Jesus Christ, you're going to receive at least one reward, and you may receive others also. But just think about rewards. I know here lately that we've seen on the TV talking about the March Madness and everything, the basketball teams and going around and everything, and talking about all of that and winning the games and the final trophy. And see, this right here is going to be our trophy. Is the reward that he has already picked out for his family. There's not but five rewards is speaking to the Christian life and the Christian duties. But there are other rewards in the Bible, and there's other rewards, the crowns, that's in the Bible also. And speaking about where they're crowned by going out and fighting their enemy, that's in the Old Testament. And we'll see where many crowns are given out. Many crowns and many rewards of that day is given out. But they're not given out like these five rewards are given out. These five rewards has been chosen by none other than God himself. And when he chose these rewards, when we become a Christian and we start following the Lord, then he tells us and he shows us in his word where there are five rewards that is for the Christian. We don't need the other rewards that they're talking about, the other crowns that they're talking about, because of... I hope he makes it, everywhere he's going. But, you know, I'm just wondering if that's what a whole lot of people are looking for today. They're looking for the crown, and they're looking for the reward that Satan's going to give them. Yes, Satan, anything that God has, he's also given Satan also the same thing that he can give to his people. Because we can see that in the Word of God, where he speaks to Paul and where he tells Job and he tells Joshua and all of them what they must do and how the Lord, and how the Father's going to allow the Lord to attack them and attack the body and all of that. But in thinking about that, tonight for a little while, just let's look on the word labor. The labor is, and that's the labor of love also. But here, right here, is a carnal We're going to be reading the first verse in chapter 3, 1 through 8. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet know are ye able, for ye are yet carnal, for what as there is among you envy and strife and division, and you are not carnal, and ye are not carnal, and walk as men. For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am Apollos, and are ye not carnal? In verse 5 it says, who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollo watereth, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Verse 9 says, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, yea, are God's building, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise man, master builder. And I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth up there upon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. We see right here with the first crown. And it speaks to the crown. And it speaks of the rewards. But here in what we've just read, we see where there is a vast difference in the doctrine of salvation for the lost and the doctrine of rewards for the saved. Verse 9, it says, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God. Verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is received by faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 3 and verse 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of abideth on him. Rewards according to the work of the believer. The others is going to be crowns that I hear that don't work. But yes, the ones that are saved, they can have one reward and that's it. But they can have other crowns also. They can have the crown of defilement, the crown of not doing this and not doing that. That speaks of it in the Old Testament. But Paul says he must decrease so the Lord can increase in his life. Now, John chapter 3, verse 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of abideth on him. Rewards are according to the work of the believer. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Every believer is rewarded according to his or her labor of love for the Lord. We are laborers together with God, verse 9. We are not because of salvation, but for rewards. The believer is to build on the Lord Jesus Christ, the only foundation. We've seen that in verse 11. For other foundations cannot man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. In verse 12, it speaks of, now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, and precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's works shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. So if we're just building up wood, hay, and stubbles, if that's all that we're building up and the labor that we're doing and building up the foundation, it's going to fall, it's going to burn, it's going to go back to the rubbish. But we must build it on precious stones, gold, silver, and precious stones. And if we build it on the gold and the silver and the precious stones, where the gates there in heaven, that's what they're going to be built of. That's what's going to have on the gates is going to be the gold and the silver and the precious stones, or the jewels that makes up the family of God. The believer has the choice of two kinds of building material. You know, we can go to Lowe's, or we can go to Home Depot, or we can go to build a discount, and we can get, they got different material there, and we can get material to maybe to do something to hit the church, to maybe correct something that has maybe needs to be corrected. But we have different grades of material. You can either get the very best material, and when you get the very best material, you're going to pay a little more for it. But when you use that material and doing what you're going to do, you're not going to have to set back and worry about it. You're not going to have to set back and worry about it that it's not going to last, because it's going to last longer than the other material, the second grade material, the third grade material. And the wood, the hay, and the stubble, that's the third grade material. The third grade material. We don't need to have the third grade material. We need to have the first grade. We need to have the very best. Why? Because in God's army, he has the very best. He has the very best in each one of us and going out and doing his work. Now, We need people to realize also in building up the foundation. We need to build a foundation up that will withstand the devil and his attacks. Because the devil's going to attack us. What's the Bible say about when you go out here and you're building something, if you build your house on sand, what's going to happen? The wind's going to come. The storms are going to come and it's going to blow. And your house and your home is going to be leveled out. But if you put your, if you've got a solid foundation, if you've dug down far enough and you got your foundation started upon the rock, which we know it, Jesus speaks of the rock. He speaks of Peter there. Peter is the rock. He is our rock. He was the people's rock in that day. But it's for the saved individual, for the Christian today, our rock is none other than Jesus Christ himself. We must not look to no one else for to be our rock. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. See, nobody, no one can lay that foundation. That foundation was laid there over 6,000 years ago, and probably even longer than that. I don't know. But it was before the Lord Jesus Christ come from heaven. Because see, he was still there with the Father. You still had the triune God. You still had the Trinity there. And that's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Yes, Jesus Christ, he was birthed by Virgin Mary, but he was birthed into this world. In the world that the Lord Jesus Christ had created from nothing. Yes, God was there. And he looked around and he seen where was nothing around. He seen where it was just a beautiful sky. That's the only thing he could see. But he wanted something for his son. He wanted something for the Holy Spirit. I believe that. And I believe that when he allowed the angels there in heaven to go and help him in building up this earth and taking him and planting the trees in the right spot and putting the ocean in the right spot and putting the water up under the earth in the right spot so when we can go out here and we can build us a home and we won't have to, we ain't got no water. The city, they don't run water out our way. So what do we have to do? We have to depend on God, right? We have to go ahead and dig that well. And we can go down so far, and we can hit water. And water, you can see it come up. Some people, they got it 8 gallons a minute. Some's got it 6, some 5, and some 4. But they got water gushing up from the wells that the Lord Jesus Christ has put out there. I know each one of y'all know where the place is at. That each one of us drives by just about every day, probably. But right there here on 58, right across from Loftus Tie Company, you had the NAPA store down there, the parts store. Then right up above that, you had a little house there. Well, at one time, they had somebody in there just selling all kinds of different things and everything. But behind there, behind that house, and in between that house, in the NAPA store, you could look back out and you could see where there was a field that was cut out in the back in the banks. Why?
Because they was going to build something there.
I don't know who it was. The individual that owned the NAPA store down there, and the parts house down there.
Who?
Bill
Dan. No.
Was it Paul? Something?
Yeah, Paul. The Paul.
James Paul
and him, and his brothers, and his family. That's where they was going to build that building. They was going to build their shop there. They was going to build the parts store there. They was going to build the chemical building, the warehouse there. But then they had somebody to come in there to dig a well where they could have water. True story. James Paul told me this. He said they went back out, and the man that was drilling the well, I mean, he had the truck set up, he had the well, and he had it all the way set up, and then already had the pipe in the way he could take and drive the pipe down and dig the well. It got out 45 feet. He lost the bit. The bit that was on the end of that, what they call it, the bore, where they bore the hole. They lost the bit. And they got to check it. And they sent, I don't know what it was, they sent something down in that hole. And what it was a water. It was like a lake there. And they said it was so deep there that anything that they put in there, to let it go and to see how deep it was. They knew it was over 100 feet deep, the lake was, plus the 40 feet. But who done that? Who could build something like that? Who could make something like that and put it in a place like that? Where people can go over there, and yes, and they can walk over the land and not have to worry about going under. You would not even think there would be any kind of sand or dirt or anything, the trees or anything growing up on that because it's so shallow. Who can do that? Nobody but God. Nobody but God. But yet we got people out here. We got people up in Washington, D.C., Congress, and the senators. We got people up there that's spending trillions and trillions of dollars every day. When all I have to do is just get them a 5495 Bible, a King James Bible, and they read it, which they won't understand it, majority of them, because they ain't saved. But if you get saved, they can read it. And they can start back in Genesis 1:1, and Genesis 1:1 will break it down for them. When this world was created, the way it was created, what it was created for. But no. We can go up and tell them. All six of us can go up and tell them. We can solve the problem. We can solve it. They can solve it too. But you got to come to know Jesus before they can solve the problem. But we can solve the problem. This book right here can solve the problem. There's not a question. There's not a problem that in Washington, D.C. has faced and has come up against that this book right here that has 66 books in it, it doesn't have the answer. Has the answer to their problem. But yet they got the Library of Congress.
They got thousands of books in there. And they got some books in there that goes back centuries. But how long has it been since one of them picked them up and looked at it and read it? See, books are not, the book itself, there's no book that's been published. It's for people, for them to publish the book and for people to go out here and get the book and bring the book back home and put it up on a shelf. The book that we purchase is supposed to be read. That's the only thing to do. That's the only way we're going to get anything out of the book. That's just like the Word of God. The only way we're going to get something out of the Word of God that will help us as individuals and as Christians, and to be a better Christian to the Lord, and to be a better witness for Him, we must read the book. This book. We don't need no read no NIV. We don't need to read no Living Bible. This Bible right here, it lives. It breathes. It breathes. It's the breath of life is in this Bible. But the Living Bible that they got out here, it don't have no breath of life in it. It just got words in it. Because you can read it, and you can read it, and you can read it, and you won't get convicted of it. But if you read this Bible, you won't be in there for 30 minutes. You're going to be convicted of something. You're going to be convicted of something. Be convicted. Now that right there was mainly the introduction to my message. This coming Sunday night, maybe this coming Sunday morning, I don't know. I may start Sunday morning, then go into Sunday night. But I'm going to bring out the first crown and the first reward for the Christian. Do you know what the crown is? You know what it is? The first crown is the crown of life. The crown of life. And that's to the ones that love God. That's the only way that we'll ever receive the crown of life is if we love God. That's all for tonight. I'm gonna pray. Then we're gonna go into the. We'll just have a little short business meeting, I reckon. But y'all just think about what we said: the crown, the rewards that we can receive. But next Sunday, probably Sunday morning, I'm gonna be speaking on the crown of life, and it's for the believer. It's not for the lost. It's for the ones that knows Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this evening. And Lord, we pray, God, that you'll just help us, Father, to continue on studying this week about the crown of life. And Lord, the way we can bring it this coming Lord's Day. And Father, we just want to thank you for what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Now, Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, you'll go with us through the business meeting. And, Father, that you'll have your right of way. You'll have everything done according to your will, Father. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Sister Nancy. Yeah, I know.
Business meeting was opened with reading of minutes, missions, and treasures before it was approved. Savings was moved to Carter's Bank with William Hub and Nancy Gray as signatures on the account. Also discussed the Verizon account, still up in the air on what we will do
Well, let me do it now. Verizon, it starts, we may get a bill this month, I don't know, for April, right?
She's already got.
You've already got one for April, right?
She's paid the one for April.
Oh, yeah.
I've got it
here. Have you?
Put it this way, she just got a bill.
Okay.
But she don't owe it. It's showing
right.
100 and whatever it is.
Okay.
But she don't owe it.
Okay.
She's supposed to call back sometime and be on double check. Even the next bill, I'm not sure Irma if you'll have anything to pay on that. Because we got
yeah.
But the bill's gonna be for everything.
84, almost 80, right at $85.
Something like that. That's what it's supposed to be. Because they're going back to where they didn't start it when they were supposed to have.
Yeah. But
with Verizon?
Yeah, Verizon. Now
have credit with them right now because Christy called them.
While I'm on, while we're on that, the reason that, I mean, I know still $85 or $84 may seem a lot, but,